Welcome to Attached, a platform for adding breadth and depth to everyday living. I'm Yaakov Danishevsky, and this is the Shovavim series, a special release of tools and principles to help increase self-understanding and control for a life of elevated Kedusha. In addiction recovery, there is a line that says, relapse is not an event, it's a process. What that means is that when there is a behavior that a person knows is not good for them and they don't want to be doing, they don't just out of nowhere go ahead and do that thing. What happens instead is that there's a slow, actually very slow usually, until a certain point, slow buildup of kind of a domino effect of one thing that leads to another thing that leads to another thing that leads to another thing. And over the course of time, these events lead a person right up to the fire, at which point they have no more self-control. And then there's the quantum leap of the behavior taking place that they so badly didn't want to do. But at that point, they've essentially lost all control. And the reason that's so important is because what that means is that really the core of the work that a person needs to do to prevent that behavior is not what they typically think about of, oh, I shouldn't do that thing. I have to stop doing that thing. I have to make a different choice and not do that. What they really need to be doing is to be much more aware of all the factors and all the triggers that lead up to those final dominoes that get knocked down. What we want to do is we want to back ourselves all the way up to the beginning of that process. Now, again, I brought all that out from the world of addiction recovery, but this is relevant to anybody because that phenomenon is the phenomenon that takes place for almost anybody with any behavior that they don't want to be engaging in, and yet they do again anyway. Whether that meets any sort of criteria for addiction, or even if it's just a much, much smaller scale, lower level type of thing. So what that means is that, for example, a person wakes up late, and because of that, they're rushing to either, let's say, get to shul, or then they end up davening at home, but much more rushed. And this is just an example, and they then might feel not so great about themselves, and because of that, then they end up eating a more unhealthy breakfast than they should have, because they're just not feeling great, they're not making a great choice at that point. And because of that, they end up rushing out of their house and forgetting something that they really needed for a meeting. They realize that when they're already almost at work, but now it's too late to go back home. And they get to work and now they're flustered, and because of that, they're stressed, and then their wife calls them an hour later asking them something, but they're not in a great mood and they're kind of irritable and they snap at her. And then because of that, as you see how this is going, and obviously I'm kind of painting like a pretty bad day, right? And this chain of events, but one thing leads to another. And they're just not in a good place now, right? They're just sitting there at work in the afternoon and their mind is not in a good place and they're not very grounded and they're not feeling good about themselves and they're not feeling connected to their family and to their values and they're just not doing great. And then they're sitting there at work and they're on the computer scrolling on the internet to try and do something for work even, let's say, or just to take a break for a couple of minutes, and there's an image that comes up, and it's an image of something that's enticing, it's an image of something attractive or someone attractive, and it's an image that pulls their mind somewhere. And because they're already sitting on such unstable ground, they're not in a place where they have a lot of self-regulation, and they're not connected to their best self. So now that image comes up, and they look at it for a few seconds longer. Maybe they even click on it and look a little bit further at something, and then they stop. Nothing terrible happens, but they look for a few seconds more than they would have otherwise. Okay, now their system, again, not in a great place and is already now triggered in the sexual arena. And now they're going home, and on the way home, they see a billboard or they see something. And again, it furthers that process. And they get home and they're just not in a good place. And what it can oftentimes happen, getting home and kids and things are a mess and things are not great. And again, the whole night kind of proceeds in this kind of a way. And let's say, for example, the person is hoping to be able to be together with their wife that evening, and she ends up falling asleep more easily. And so now in his mind, I'm justified, my wife wasn't available to me, and now I'm justified, and now it's late at night, and I had a really not good day, and I'm not in a good place, and I'm not making good decisions, and everyone in my house is sleeping, and then that's where one thing can lead to another. But at that point, when everyone in the house is sleeping, after a day like that, this person that I just described, and of course I just described a pretty bad day, I'm not saying this is the typical, although it's not so uncommon, but at that point, this person is really in a pretty dangerous spot already. In many ways, the battle is like almost already lost at that point. Now, I just gave a pretty random, generic form of what those dominoes can look like. But if a person is able to think about themselves and think, what's the process? What are the factors? What are the triggers that lead one thing to another? And what are the earliest pieces in that process? And then what are some of the major ones, the most consistent ones, the most powerful ones that lead to this? What contexts set me off more? What things put me on a downward spiral? If a person has awareness of that, especially of A, the earlier pieces of that process, and B, the more powerful pieces of that process, that can be possibly the most game-changing piece of information for a person to have, the most powerful tool to be equipped with, to be able to address this nisayon, this whole area of life, in a very different way. It can give you a lot more agency, a lot more capacity to make choices, to be aware of what's happening, to be aware of how things are going for you and what direction you're headed in. It's not random when we have better moments of self-control and when we have worse moments of self-control. It's very much connected to what's going on around and before the moment where we're tested with that question of self-control. How triggered are we already? Whether triggered sexually or triggered in that we are emotionally unstable or ungrounded or upset for whatever other reasons. If we have the awareness of what things contribute to that process in a downward spiral, that gives us a tremendous capacity to reroute things and to make better choices. So the exercise along with this is to really think about what is that process. And the worksheet that will go along with this is one that will help to try and give you the capacity to think about what are the factors that typically are involved in when I land myself in a place of less self-control and when I have the capacity for more self-control. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this, please follow us on WhatsApp, YouTube, or Instagram. All our podcast series can be found wherever you listen to podcasts. I'd love to hear from you, so please reach out with questions, comments, or suggestions, or to be added to our WhatsApp groups. You can reach us through email using yakov.attached@gmail.com or on WhatsApp at 773-888-2413.